What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello, everybody. We are back here at Popcorn Talk Network at Box Office Breakdown. And it's me and Tom today because we have lost to JTE.
He was supposed to be here. I don't know where he's at. I'm getting a little worried.
No idea where he is.
I mean, I know he lives close to here, but...
Well, we're at the new studio. I'm convinced he got lost.
He might have went to Encino and forgot about it.
Oh, yes. Everyone, welcome to our new studio.
Yeah, it's got brick in the back.
It's pretty. My one concern is I'm trapped in a box. There's no windows, and there's no handle on the door.
Yeah, that's
there's
hot.
There's only a handle on the outside.
We can't get out unless somebody lets us out.
So we're trapped in this box, and basically, we do a good show.
I already paid Jonathan to not...
I thought you said I already paid.
I paid Jonathan not to open the door until I get what I want, which is brick.
Brick?
The brick background.
I want a swing. I think that's... We do have engineers, but we can't see them on camera anymore because they're in the secret engineer booth.
Yeah, they are. I got a couple of extra swings at my house.
Okay, can you install one by the door?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta clean it first, though.
Never mind. No, none of that. All right, we have so much to get into because we were not here last week.
You're moving, too. I mean, we moved into the studio. Now we're
moving studios, moving places.
That's pretty great.
I'm making great friends with the U-Haul people.
Is Roxy happy about that? She's probably not.
It's really sad. It's really sad.
I know. You guys are not going to...
You can't get me emotional
cuddle in bed anymore or something, whatever you guys do.
You'd be surprised how much that happens.
It happens a lot, I bet.
It does.
Roxy's very...
She has the air conditioning in her room.
She does, and your house is really hot.
Yeah, so lots of moving.
More ways than one.
Wait, one more thing to move. We've now discussed moving studios. Yes, I'm moving. Yes, we've lost JTE.
But a dude's moving in, right, for you?
What?
She got a dude to move in?
Yes.
I got to talk to her about that. I don't want any more dudes in my neighborhood.
There's a ban?
There's already too many.
You're going to ban? I feel like that's very sexist.
I don't like to see dudes laying out in Speedos in the park.
I don't think you can do that. And we also have one more move to talk about. We are moving times. We are not going to be on Mondays anymore. We hinted about this before. We are moving to 6 p.m.
On Sunday.
On Sundays. So tune in to us then.
I think it's better for everybody.
I think so too.
You know, the projected numbers come out, you know, Sunday afternoon on Box Office Mojo. And we'll be doing that, and I think we get the first crack at, giving people their numbers.
Yeah, we're going to be there right on schedule.
And most people work on Mondays at 12 o'clock or whatever we do this at, even on the East Coast. So
Sunday nights it is.
Yeah, people could drink and do whatever they want and watch the show.
There you go. Get ready for that, everyone.
Plus, we could drink, too.
We could.
Yeah.
We could have dinner and Box Office Mojo.
Yeah, I like that.
Mojo.
And then I'll just stay here and do
an
extra
potluck
show.
But we do have to talk about, first of all, I need to mention also that I won. We didn't do predictions for this week because we weren't here last week. But supposedly, I won
the
week
five
before
five.
That.
Yeah.
I'm on a roll for this next one.
Me and JT went 4 for 5. Because we had War Room at number 5.
I feel like you didn't have any faith in Everest.
I didn't. I mean, not on 500 IMAX screens, but I was wrong.
And it is still in this week's top 5. Let's get into that. Black Mass bringing in the 5th spot, dropping 49% down to $11 million.
That's a lot.
Everest expanded outside of the IMAX realm and into just your normal theaters. The Universal Picture went up 81% to $13 million. Then we get Maze Runner, no longer number 1, now moving down to number 3. The Scorch Trials bringing in $14 million with 54% drop. And then our top 2, I mean, we didn't do any discussion about this. I was surprised about The Intern bringing in $18 million. I think that's pretty good for
advertising. Nancy Myers. I mean, Nancy Myers has her own little crew. She has her own brand.
But they just started pushing the Nancy Myers thing.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't make a campaign around Nancy Myers. That was like a last minute. Like, no one's talking about this movie. What can we do? Throw Nancy Myers in there.
You throw Anne Hathaway in The Office. Everybody thinks like it's Devil Wears Prada.
That's right.
You know, and De Niro, I mean, I get it. There's workaholic guys in there. I don't want to see Robert De Niro in these roles.
I've heard this is fantastic.
Yeah, it's good. Well, Nancy Myers, she tugs on the heartstrings for the old ladies. They love it.
And then taking the number one spot, Hotel Transylvania 2, bringing in $47.5 million.
That's a lot of money.
It is the biggest September opening. It is taking that spot. So good job for a sequel that I never had any desire to even see the first one.
You know, it's monsters.
Brought out the people.
Sandler and Kevin James. People are like, all right, thank God I don't have to see Sandler's face in this. All I have to hear is his voice. I don't know who he plays. He probably plays the count or something. Probably plays the head guy, I would assume.
I'm the worst person to ask about this. But I love animated films. This one's never had any.
I don't watch them. But, I mean, I think, you know, they don't do anything for me. And I'd say this repeatedly. But I think... You know, this is what it did was there hasn't been an animated movie in, 4 or 5 weeks? So the kids were starving for it, and they brought it out, and it made
Minions
a lot of money.
Has never stopped, technically speaking.
Yeah, it's been out for like 3 months.
Oh, yeah, but it's thriving abroad.
Yeah, of course.
Or it was. We'll talk about it.
That's a lot of money for Transylvania.
It's a ton of money.
See Hotel Transylvania 3 and 4.
I mean, in my opinion, they released it a little bit early. Like, I would have expected more of the October release. It's just geared towards Halloween. I'm pretty sure that's the last time.
Yeah, but not with those numbers, though. That number, I'm sure they're happy with it.
Of course they're happy with it. They broke a record. Yeah. I feel like normally when people break records, they're pretty happy.
Well, Sony's got 3 in the top 10. You know, you got Perfect Guy, you got The War Room. I mean, they're cleaning up this month.
And we have some other winners to talk about. For the guessing game for Hotel Transylvania 2, we have Mark Vizioso.
Vizio, like the TV.
It's not Vizio. It's definitely not Vizio, unless you like silence like 3 of the letters.
Yeah, that happens.
Winning the Intern guessing name game is Jasmine Crizillo and Ben Bailey. Arthur Carlson is the winner for the Green Inferno guessing game. And going 5 for 5 is one of VOV's regulars, Kristen Silverato.
Thank you. She did it?
5 for 5.
Good for her.
As well as Matt Sapinar. Having a huge week, though, is Adam Bejic, who is the winner in both the Green Inferno guessing game and the Intern guessing game. And 5 for 5.
Jesus.
So.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I think that's Dylan Esposito's AKA. He probably just wants to make a different name for himself.
Maybe. He had his answers, and then it's cut off. So I have no idea what the rest of this said, so I hope I got all of the winners out there. But there was so many. Like, good job, guys.
That's a lot.
They don't need us. We were in here last week, and they all won.
No, we're teaching them the algorithms. That's what it is.
All right. Well, we'll have a curveball as we move dates. Maybe it'll change things up a little bit.
I've actually been watching movies lately.
How do you feel? Do you feel like your life is being improved?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I mean, Black Mass was very good. I liked it. It wasn't fantastic, but it was good.
Wow, that was a really in-depth review.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, Johnny, you know, the thing was, I didn't even know it was Johnny Depp on there. Like, that's how good he was.
Really?
Yeah. But it was more like a serial killer flick rather than a mob flick. I mean, if you're looking for Goodfellas, you're not going to find that.
I've heard that. I have not seen Black Mass yet. Roxy went and saw it without me.
I bet.
I mean, she's from Boston. She knows that stuff.
Yeah.
But I have heard that it's a very performance-strong movie.
Yes.
But the story itself is like, seen it before.
It's a lot of vignettes.
Kind of spits in the book.
Yeah, it's a lot of little vignettes. He kills people. I mean, it's intriguing. You know, he had a fantastic deal, you know, with the FBI. Guy could run around town and do anything he wants. It's like being in a relationship with a chick who lets you do anything.
What?
And then you don't get caught for it.
Passing over that. What else have you seen? Or is it just the one?
The Visit. I watched The Visit. The Visit with Shyamalan, which was good.
Can we like make it a goal for you? Like you should see a movie every 2 weeks.
And I watched Sicario, and I saw Sicario.
Sicario. I'm sure JT is going to want to talk a lot about that if he ever comes back.
It's one of the, it's one of the best films this year by far. I think it should get
rave reviews.
I think it should get a Best Picture nod.
I would tell you what the reviews all are, but my internet's not working, so all of my information is gone.
Yeah, they're trying to keep a cap on us.
They put us in a box and they took my internet away.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to teach us something.
But I thought Everest was going to make a lot more money too. I thought it was going to come in at 20.
When it went to Nationwide?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that I saw Everest. I personally was very invested in it because I like mountaineering and my stepdad has been to Everest.
And like, you go camping and do stuff like that.
My stepdad he didn't go summit Everest, but he's gone to like base camp and
he's been there?
Mm-hmm.
It's very rough. I mean, people just don't understand. You don't go to Everest and just climb up in one day.
No.
Well, like, it takes months of preparation.
They try and show a bit of that in the film, like the climatizing and whatnot. So I was really invested. Mm-hmm. But the movie ends like...
abruptly?
I don't want to ruin it for anyone, but story-wise, film-wise, character-wise, just doesn't end how you'd like it to, or well.
Yeah,
I don't want to give too much away.
You got the Maze Runner. I think that, you know, the Maze Runner dropped off 54%. That's a lot.
But at least we have things to say about the movies that are out right now.
Yeah,
in comparison to a couple of weeks ago, when it was like
twiddling
straight
thumb central
numbers.
Yeah.
No one wanted to see...
There's
a ringtone now.
Is that what it is?
Hello.
Oh, do we have somebody?
We have a caller, I think.
Hey, guys, it's John.
Oh, wow, it's Josh. JTE. Oh, no more JTE. You're not the... Oh, yeah, you're an engineer for somebody else now, though, right?
I'm still JTE. Oh,
okay.
I'm supposed to be there today, I know.
Yeah.
Something came up.
What came up?
Where are you, my fine feathered friend?
Doing the rundown for BLB last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I started looking at The Walk, this movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Uh-huh, The Walk, yes.
And I'm sick of people making movies about guys that aren't me.
Yeah, okay.
I stole my roommate's car. I drove to the Grand Canyon. I'm literally setting up as we speak. I am going to walk across this motherfucker.
First of all, no cussing on the show.
He sounds out of his mind.
Second of all,
he's been on a whirlwind tour lately. His life is changing more than yours.
That is true. So he's going to... Are you actually going to walk across? Like, is it a rope or are we talking about a bridge?
Yeah, what'd you bring? A bunch of dental floss or something?
I didn't have a crew. I took the truck I stole from my roommate. I went to the local Home Depot. I grabbed a few workers. We bought some wire. And they're actually setting it up right now.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it sounds like it is windy.
I'm going to walk, and I'm going to periscope it. And it's going to be a live shot.
Okay, you periscope that, and I want you to take one step and then step back.
He might have lost it. Are you going to do the there's something in the Grand Canyon that's like that walk where it goes out on that glass. I forget what it's called. It's like the meteorite walk or something. Like it's
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
The Jalapeño Indians or whatever they're called.
I don't think that's a real thing.
They're like the Jalapeños or something. And then it goes out.
I feel like you're trying to say jalapenos, and that's
maybe,
just not right.
Maybe. It goes
that's
out in
wrong.
This big
if
U.
If for some reason I don't make it and I fall to death, since like I want you to do everything in your power to get Sean Penn to play me in the movie.
Oh, I could do that. I mean, that would be fantastic.
Did you just say you're going to give Tom all of your stuff? Because I would like to be included in your will, thank you.
He's got a lot of DVDs at his house. Like a ton.
Don't go through my DVDs. Those would be buried with me.
He's got a good TV,
very
too.
Very clear.
He's got a good TV. And he's got a good collection of hats.
You can have the TV. I'll take the movies.
Okay.
Deal?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
As long as I can just watch you picking them up.
Have fun on your walk. Enjoy yourself.
I feel like you guys aren't as concerned for me as I thought you would be.
Well, I don't want you to die. I mean, that's obvious. I need you here.
I really Shmoville couldn't needs you. My DVD collection.
Obviously, Screen Junkies need you.
Hey, we're moving the show to Sundays.
Yes,
so
we're happy about that.
I will be there every week from now on.
Perfect.
As long as the Patriots aren't playing at the same time.
That's true. They put up 51 points last night. Hey, did you see Sicario?
I did.
What'd you think?
It
was really good.
It was a very slow burn, but I loved it. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Did it live up to your expectations? Because you were extremely excited about it.
I think it came close to my expectations. I think I was hoping it would be like a 5 out of 5 kind mm-hmm. of movie for me. Mm-hmm. Didn't quite get there, but it's still really enjoyable. Like, it's
I think it's well shot.
They really do everything right, so it's hard to say anything bad about it.
I think it's going to get a couple of nods.
It might. It might.
It could.
I don't know. It hasn't. To me, it hasn't picked up enough steam.
Well, we'll see what it does this weekend. I mean, hey, Josh, you have your top five? You want to give a top five? Or are you not prepared to do that?
Hold on. Hold on. What the? Do my list. Hold on. Sorry. Some of these guys.
Who's laying the pipe over there? Cody Hall?
What's that?
Is Cody laying the dental floss for you?
The wire?
Yeah.
he's trying to recover from his engineer job last Thursday.
Oh, yeah. He had a rough one.
But he did a good job. Listen,
he did. He's a great guy.
I'm still going to be in the Schmoes No Show every week. Yeah. Just taking it over because I don't have time to prep because Strange Junkies is taking up a lot of time.
Yeah, hey,
so
man, you're making
you're
money.
You're really busy, but you have enough time to go to the Grand Canyon and walk on a tightrope.
Well, he's got to do it.
Is that what I'm hearing?
This is a life decision. This is not a work decision.
Unless you give me your top five right now, I'm going to hang up on you.
He needs a quality of life.
All right, let me do my five here. All right, so what's the two main films coming out? Are The Walk and The Martian. Those are the only two that are going to do any damage.
Yeah.
Is The Walk wide? Is it a wide release?
No, The Walk is only IMAX.
Yeah.
Okay, easy. Number one, Martian.
Yep, easily.
Number two, Hotel Transylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number three, I'll go with... what was number two this week? Was it Maze Runner?
The Intern was number two.
The Intern, then Maze Runner, then Everest, then Black Mass.
All right, I'll go Martian, then I'll go Hotel Transylvania, then I'll go The Intern, then I'll go Maze Runner, then I'll go The Walk.
Okay, well, what about Sicario, which opens nationwide?
Is it going wide?
Yes, wide. Last week it went semi-wide. I think you better, you know what, I'm going to give you one little redo here.
All right. This is all I'm going to do.
You get the liberty to give redos?
Three will be...
It's my job.
Three. All right, so we'll go Martian, Hotel Transylvania.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go The Intern, Sicario, The Walk.
So you have just kicked off...
Maze Runner.
Yeah, I think it's going to drop off, especially all these summer blockbusters or winter blockbusters coming up.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
I think Maze Runner, I saw it this weekend. It was great.
It's not great.
No, it's not. What do you think Martian does?
It's not bad. It's mediocre.
What do you think Martian does numbers-wise? Especially that they found water on that dump today.
It's tough. Matt Damon is being a thing.
Don't call it a dump.
Mars is a dump.
It's
going to be our new garbage post.
Like say 45? That. It's rude. 45?
I think 45.
That's low.
You think that's low?
Yeah, it's way low.
What do you think? It's going to open like 70 now?
I think it's going to do like... Listen, man, they just found water on the thing. It's coinciding
45.
With the world.
Okay, yeah, people are really... Like, the lunar eclipse was yesterday.
Yeah, the
like,
Mormons are out in full force.
That's... I have no idea what he's talking about. JT, I'm hanging up on you. We need to go move on with our show.
Hey, are you going to go see Lost in Hong Kong?
I apologize.
I'm going to go see Lost in Hong Kong.
Jorge... I'm not going to lie. I think Jorge just...
All right, dude.
I might back out of this.
So we'll see you Sunday, right?
Yeah, I'll see you guys next Sunday. New hour, new time.
Yeah, new back
see
channel.
See you Sunday. All right, goodbye.
Guys,
enjoy
also,
your
see
walk.
You all Thursday.
All right, dude.
Can't wait to be in the new studio.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be fun. All right, man. Later.
I'm so excited to see all your movies. Great.
He's got something going on over there.
I don't even know, but we need to move
wrong.
On
it's,
to our international.
His top five is all over the place.
Well, you can argue with him when we get there. Yeah. Lost in Hong Kong is off to a screaming start.
This is a
at the
great
Chinese
movie.
Box office, specifically called Screaming Start. It clocked up 70.6 million in its first 2 days.
Jesus.
Of release. It is on course for 100 million for the weekend.
It's about a bra salesman. Now, I don't know what kind of bras he's selling over there in China, but
what genre is this movie?
It's like a comedy, like a offbeat comedy. 15 years later,
100 million in an opening weekend, possibly for a comedy?
In China?
That's
of course. They're getting Americanized here. Look, here's the log line. 15 years later, Wang Chung says he's sick of designing bras, humoring his baby crazy wife, and catering to his loopy in-laws. This sounds like a gold mine.
This sounds like a great movie. It doesn't sound like a gold mine.
It sounds like a real
well,
cool American
movie. Well,
I'm
wrong, though, because it's already made $70 million. All right, talking more about
what kind of bras is he designing over there?
I don't know.
Like Hello Kitty and stuff
you,
like that?
You can Google it. The comedy opened on Friday with $31.1 million opening day, which was topped by $1.6 million of midnight screenings.
Oh, yeah. That's when they were going all ginsenged up over there.
That made it the largest opening day for a Chinese movie and the third largest opening in Chinese history, just behind Furious 7 and Avengers Age of Ultron.
What about Monster Hunt?
So they're really just having a year.
What about Monster Hunt?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not on here. We need to talk about that.
You know what? That's in a different class by its own.
We need to go have a fact checker about that because we all know about Monster Hunt.
Yeah, Monster Hunt's the best.
Also, its massive opening topped foreign charts, dwarfing the second highest grossing release, Universal's Everest, which made $33.8 million from 62 territories.
Mm-hmm.
That action film about disastrous attempt to summit the famous mountain has earned $96.8 million globally.
Mm-hmm.
It opened in first in a dozen countries, including Russia, France, and Israel. So they're all invested in the Everest climb.
Would you think about ever climbing Mount Everest?
No.
Ever.
The scariest moment I've ever had in my entire life, I was climbing a mountain in the snow, and I saw multiple avalanches. I've done
really?
That. I never need to...
Where? Up in Big Bear?
No, in New Zealand.
Wow. Oh, well, yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
Like, so I... No.
That'd
no.
be terrible if you
I
got lost in an avalanche.
I also personally do... Like, Roxy and I, we saw this Everest together. Roxy's like, I could go up Everest. I could never go up Everest. I would die.
Roxy smokes too much cigarettes to go up Everest.
I mean, she might be able to do it. I think
Roxy will pass
the
out
is, Roxy,
climbing the stairs in Santa
Roxy
Monica.
I think Roxy could convince someone just to, like, carry her like a queen up Everest.
Yeah, like the Predator carried that guy in that one picture we had. Or the Predator carried that girl.
But I would. I think if I did
so
Everest,
how close were you to the avalanche?
I saw it.
Really?
I could see it.
Wow.
It was terrifying. So no Everest for me. No, thank you.
They would have to thaw you out somewhere.
They would have never found me.
Maybe they would have found you.
Gone.
Like...
for forever.
In like 500 years from now, they'd be
we
like, wow, this
talking.
Is what was Roman Earth back in these days.
Time. In third place, Sony's Hotel Transylvania 2 picked up $29.2 million across 42 markets. 42 markets in Latin America, the Middle East, and Asia. So making some more money, but obviously doing really well here.
Yeah.
Maze Runner Scorch Trials has passed the $100 million mark, earning a fourth place finish with $28.4 million. So globally, this film has earned $173 million.
Hmm.
And then the top five is rounded out by The Intern. The comedy has earned $11.8 million from 40 territories.
That's surprising. I wouldn't think that people would want to see this overseas.
I mean,
unless Anne Hathaway has it. De Niro doesn't have any overseas.
We've just jumped from like a movie that made $100 million in a weekend to our fifth place movie that made $11.8 million for 40 territories.
That's
like,
true.
Yes, it made the top five, but we're not talking about The Intern jumping into record-breaking
yeah,
numbers
over
there.
Where are they? What countries are they seeing this in?
40 territories. No idea.
Probably Japan.
All
they
right.
love Interns over there.
Notable debuts included the upcoming fantasy adventure Pan, which bowed to 1.5 million in Australia. The Neverland epic doesn't hit the U.S. until October 9th.
Mm.
So we've still got over a full week.
Yeah, nobody cares about
that. It'll also kick off then in Germany, Russia, and Brazil. And the China release for Pan is October 22nd.
The Chinese don't like Pan.
I'm interested whether or not
they like pancakes.
Domestically, we like Pan based on the casting and whatnot.
I wouldn't watch Peter Pan if you paid me.
I've watched plenty of Peter Pan. I don't know if I'd watch this one.
Michael Jackson used to play it at his house for the kids. And Peter Pan, like the old
totally
one and stuff
different
like that.
Thing.
Yeah.
Totally different
Not
thing.
Not saying he was doing anything
sorry,
bad. He was just watching Peter Pan.
Different thing.
He's the best.
Okay, we have to get into our top five grossing films. And this week we are going to be focusing on...
What about the international title game? Are we forgetting that? Did you not want to do that today?
JT and I, do you want to give your international title game?
Title game? Yeah. Kick the Rosetta Stone.
See, but I don't want to dance.
For you should. The international title game.
I feel like that side of the table has to do it, so you have to do it.
I don't do it that good.
That well. I still think, I listen to that every week. And I think if you tried to get me to say it, I wouldn't know where to start.
Here's what the bet is now.
Oh.
Whoever wins this year.
We're doing the whole year?
No, we'll do, you know what we'll do to...
We should do till Christmas.
Yeah, we'll do to Christmas.
Because then we can get presents.
Yeah, it's true. So
not that we're selling out Christmas.
Here's what I'm proposing, everybody. Sarah has to stand up with the That Booty shirt on and sing the international title game like JT. I think that's fantastic. I think that's an unbelievable thing. We're going to go with that. Because no, that's just a fantastic idea.
I think JT has to be there. I think we have to vote. I think next week...
I'm sure JT will be on my side about this one.
No, you can start this off with your suggestions. But I think each of us should come up with a suggestion for the other two.
Okay. That's cool. I can do
that. And then we can discuss.
Well, there's mine.
Okay, so that's yours for me?
That's 100% yes. I have no qualms.
Okay. Do you have one for JT?
Not yet, but I will.
He should also wear That Booty.
Yes. With no hat.
And stand up and do the international
dance. Yeah, exactly.
And no hat.
He'll have to do a show with no hat for once.
So if you lose, you should also have to stand up and do the dance.
I'll do the show naked if you guys want me to.
No, I don't. Thank you.
I'm sure a lot of chicks want that. But
you can wear my That Booty, though, sure. We'll figure it out. JT will come in with suggestions next week. Let's move on to actual game.
Yes, let's do that. So we're going to go with Johnny.
So it's just me because I'm the only one in this room.
Well, because that's everybody. Everybody wants to see that.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about the game.
Okay. Oh, this. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So it's Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Okay. You know, Black Mass star.
Yeah.
You know,
married to Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Is her name Amber Heard?
Yeah. Makes a lot of money.
Is that her name?
Buys people jackets on the set of Pirates of the Caribbean. Like,
wears more
like
makeup than I do.
Sometimes.
Often.
He smells like a clone factory, too. I was in the elevator with him during Transcendence.
Clone factory?
Ugh, it's the worst. It's worse than like an Armenian wedding. Okay. So, Rango.
Rango, that was a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Duke's Whirlwind.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. Well, Duke, you know, he's like the Duke. He was like John Wayne, Hunter Thompson, whatever.
Okay, so that's true.
Yeah. Gypsy Caravan is a very obscure Johnny Depp movie.
I have no idea what this movie is.
The Corner of the Road to Hear Jeep.
Jeep?
Jeep, like a
car.
Truck. Yeah. Yeah, Gypsy Caravan. The Corner of the Road to Hear
Jeep. Okay.
Black Mass.
Okay.
Black Potential.
Okay.
Donnie Brasco. Shaking Explosion.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So we'll go again. Rango, Duke's Whirlwind, Gypsy Caravan, The Corner of the Road to Hear Jeep, Donnie Brasco, Shaking Explosion, Black Mass, Black Potential.
So the only one I feel like you've seen out of these four is Black Mass.
No. Donnie Brasco is one of my good movies. I like that movie a lot. I like mob movies.
Especially Al Pacino's
Shaking Explosion.
Okay, see, this is my concern. I think that the corner from here to blah, blah, blah is probably true, except for maybe the Jeep.
Well, like, the thing
you could have just thrown the Jeep in there.
I think Al Pacino wore no underwear, and when he walked, he got a lot of shaking explosion.
I'm not talking about that one. I was talking about Jeep. So I'm going to narrow down. I think Whirlwind is right. Jeep, besides Jeep, is right.
Mm-hmm.
You're lying about Black Mass.
Okay.
Or Shaking Explosion.
Jonathan?
Just for giggles, I'll go with Rango.
Oh, Duke's Whirlwind?
Yeah.
No, that was right, I think.
No, the answer is Shaking Explosion.
No.
Yeah, I was making a shake.
Don't laugh up there with your godlike voice.
I was doing some things. Yeah. So I got it right again. That's like 5 straight weeks. No one's beat me in this.
I think that we have to come up with another game where you can lose. Because
now
you get bonus points for, like, having your own game.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's you had me, and then you lost it.
Fine.
Because I switched up the game plan now.
Fine.
I got rid of my tells.
I know, it's annoying. All right, now we can move into our grossing films. Yes, yes, yes. It is giving you a nice cushion that you don't have to get predictions right.
I like cushions.
Our top 5 list goes to Josh Brolin this week, who was my childhood crush from The Goonies.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, wasn't he the brother?
Yes, that was his first feature film as well.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I totally had a crush on him.
Yeah, he was fantastic in that. I liked...
Bran! Believe it or not, his name was Bran.
Yeah, it was. Believe it or not, I had a crush on Mama Fratelli. I thought she was hot. I would have smacked that for sure.
So this is my childhood crush list, starting with The Hollow Man coming in at number 5.
The Kevin Bacon classic.
Back in 2000. I've never heard of this movie.
Yeah, it was when Kevin Bacon was invisible. Then they put like mummy wrap on him. And he started killing people.
No idea. But it made $113 million, so obviously a couple people watched it.
Elizabeth Shue is in it, who is one of my favorites. She tore her Achilles tendon while smoking a cigarette. And she fell off like a... She was smoking a cigarette when talking to somebody, then stepped off a curb and like poop.
So does that count as a cigarette injury?
Yeah. I mean,
Would that have tallied as a cigarette-related thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure.
All right, number 4 goes to The Goonies, which brought in $145 million. You're talking about adjusted numbers because it was brought out in 85.
Oof, what a great year for movies. Still holds up. Sean Astin just tweeted, I think it was like 12 o'clock on like a Friday night. He's like, Goonies, I'm in or something.
I feel like it holds up if you were raised with it. This is one of those movies
You could watch this at any point.
No, I feel like if you try to introduce people to this movie... Like, if I tried to show someone next week who had never seen this movie, The Goonies, I don't think they would like it.
What, if they were older?
If they were...
Kids are still going to love this thing. My niece watches it. She's like 4. She loves this movie.
If they were over 14.
Yeah, if they didn't have any imagination. This is one of... Everybody wants to be a Goonie. Every single person wants this adventure in their lives. I would still do this adventure.
I love The Goonies, but I'm just saying...
You weren't Andy where... You wouldn't have fell for that guy Troy, would you have?
No.
Because that was the guy with the wishing well.
But she ends up with Bran.
Yeah, but you're not like a Troy guy.
No.
Maybe Roxy would go with Troy.
No, Roxy might beat up Troy.
Maybe. Yeah, she's a Martha Pimpleton, whatever her name is, Pimpton.
Who falls in love with Mouth?
Yeah. Yeah, the Mouth from the South. You know the crazy part? The pirate ship was real. And when the movie ended, Richard Donner, or Dick Donner, whatever you want to call him, was offering the pirate ship to anybody who wanted to take it home. Nobody did. And they busted it. They broke it down, used it for scrap.
That's depressing.
I would have took it and found the place to put it.
I would have lived in it.
Yeah.
I would have beached it and lived in it. That's where I would
You know what else they did? It was actually pretty cool. Spielberg. They didn't let any of the kids see the ship until they went down to the tube thing.
The water slide?
And they had them underwater. And when they went up, they all got the first look, so those are all pretty genuine reactions. That's why this movie's fantastic.
Yeah, and this is also why Josh Brolin has a career.
Yeah, that's his first flick.
But
he disappeared after this for a while, but then he came back.
That's true. American Gangster came out in 2007 and brought in $158 million adjusted, so it's taking a third spot on his list. Do you have any fun facts for us?
You know, I wanted a lot out of this movie, and I didn't get it.
I think that was a general.
It was, you know, you were expecting more Russell Crowe and Denzel, and they only met up in like the last like 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
In the Madison Square Garden sequence, only 650 of the spectators were real. The other ones were, 1,500 inflatable dummies, a.k.a. Mormons.
That's insulting. Going up to True Grit.
Just kidding.
Obviously. $181 million adjusted in 2010. Really made a star out of... What was her name?
Megan Fox? No, she was in the other one.
The one who now sings music.
Shakira?
Google. What is her name?
What am I going for?
True Grit. The girl who became a star. I have no internet. This
Who's the girl who became a star in True Grit? It was Matt Damon, right?
No, it's...
Yeah, Matt Damon was in it.
Yeah, but there's a girl. Hailee Steinfeld.
Oh, she's a singer now?
She now has a song. It's, like, on the radio. It's on,
really?
Like, pop music. And she was in Pitch Perfect 2 and, like, sang, and then she got a record deal.
She's looking good. How old is she now? John, how old is she?
No. Illegal.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
Illegal.
She's got to be 18.
She was born in 1996.
Wall.
Oh, that makes her 21.
Wall. No, it doesn't. It
makes her 20.
Oh,
19. 19? Even better.
No. Ah.
We're in America. We could do that.
Anyway, no, but she became like
She's looking very sexy.
After True Grit.
Yeah, she's looking very sexy.
Am I wrong in saying that? I feel like that's when she really got noticed and like she got
critical acclaim
and now she's a singer.
Yeah, she was 13 when she did that. Oh, she's got a nice body too.
Okay, we're moving on.
Sorry.
This is terrifying.
Sorry.
Men in Black 3 made $184 million in 2012.
Great movie.
I really don't think of
No, what am I talking about? I thought that was Men in Black 1. When Men in Black 3 is terrible.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have been made.
But it was.
I think they stopped filming for a long time because they didn't even have a full script.
I refused to see this movie because it was so bad.
I like Linda Florentino. I think she's smoking hot. How old is she, Josh? I think she's like 50 now.
Acceptable.
But she accepted an award the one time. I think it was like a Golden Globe for something. And she was like talking about how she hasn't got laid in a long time. I'm dead serious. I don't remember what that was, but she's, I think she's really, really cute.
Well, great. Yeah. I'm so glad that now Top 5 Grossing Films List has turned into Let's Make Matches
she's
for Tom.
She's 57.
Oh, that's perfect.
It has two dates in Wikipedia, which is funny. So it has been born in 1960 and 1958. Huh. So she's either 55 or 57.
Oh, so she's pulling a little Catherine Zeta-Jones on us.
Apparently.
I don't care how old she is. She's hot.
All right. So let's see if we can find out. Let's talk about our upcoming films, things that are making money, and whatnot. The Walk, similar to the Everest release, it's opening first in IMAX.
Mm-hmm.
I've been really excited about this movie.
I watched the documentary a couple of years ago.
I did.
She does look like she got some surgery done, Linda. She looks a little cheeky.
Moving on to The Walk.
Any nude photos of her?
No, we're moving on to The Walk.
Okay, so The Walk. It's a guy named Philippe Petit, who the story is pretty amazing. It's a documentary. I think it's called On a Wire or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
On the Wire, something. Fantastic how he did this thing. I mean, he basically went into the trade centers under, like, and said they were security and were working things. I mean, this was a very elaborate scheme, you know. Unfortunately, obviously, what happened in the trade centers is something that I don't know how they're getting past that here or what they're doing or how. Mm-hmm. I guess it's all CGI and they're recreating it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the stuff that they had in the documentary was fantastic.
I mean, I'm excited to see it.
It's Zemeckis. I mean, I guarantee it's good.
You're just not pumped about it?
I saw the documentary.
Okay, that makes sense. I am interested in seeing this. I feel like what everyone really is excited about and talking about is The Martian.
Yes.
They have just been filling the marketplace with this movie.
Of course
movie.
They have. I wouldn't be surprised if NASA and Hollywood are in cahoots here.
Probably.
Because, we find water one day, and next thing you know, the blood moon happens, and then next thing you know, the Martian's coming out.
They did some serious planning. They made the whole week about space.
It makes sense. Makes sense.
That will bring in a lot of people.
Kristen Wiig's in that.
Is she?
Yeah. I'm going to make a bold prediction. I think Kristen Wiig's going to win an Oscar one of these days.
Oh, yeah. I would completely agree with you.
I think she's got the talent to do it, and she's branching off.
And she's been doing a lot of indies, and then she does drama, and then she did Lifetime. Comedy.
She did Lifetime movies. Yeah. She did Deadly Adoption.
I agree. It's just about going to, once they find one that they can justify nominating her
for. I'm going to try to get her in my movie. I'm going to see if I can get her in my movie.
You try. Freeheld is also coming out, also with some very strong performances, probably by Julianne Moore and Ellen Page.
Yeah, it's a lesbian movie.
It's about, yeah.
Yeah,
I think
a lesbian partner said one has cancer and she wants to leave her fortune to like some other lady or something.
It's a legal battle.
Yeah,
I would never know it's not on my computer anymore.
Lesbians always have legal battles going on. There's always something with them. In a good way, though.
I'm not going to stand by that statement, but I am going to stand by.
They're always fighting for something.
This movie does deal with like fighting for some sort of.
Yeah,
I think it's equal rights, or and it might come to. I don't know the full breakdown.
Well, lesbians
don't sleep
with guys.
I think that
they don't sleep with guys, so they don't have like a stress reliever, so they have to go fight the community.
That's very inaccurate.
I mean, it's close.
Like inaccurate.
I walk past a lot of lesbians' windows when I'm walking. You know, when I'm running the streets, and I hear like a lot of interesting dialogue.
I disagree with you.
Yeah, they're
just
always,
strong disagree.
You find a lesbian, they're going to be fighting for something. Guarantee they have some kind of initiative.
I have a lot of friends who are lesbians.
Are they? Gonna,
and they're wonderful, and they don't fight a lot.
No, I'm not saying they're bad. I love lesbians as well. I'm just saying they always got some kind of chip on their shoulder.
I disagree with this statement.
Ask your lesbian friends. Be like, hey, you have any chips on your shoulders? She'll be like, yeah, I got a couple.
Okay. I will go home and I will ask.
Okay.
All right. Hell and Back, Mila Kunis and Demons movie.
This is a slam dunk.
Are you going to watch this?
Oh, yeah. I'll watch anything Mila Kunis is in.
She's not in it. I thought it was just her voice.
Oh, is that the case? Well, then I'm out.
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. Also, you put on here Shark Lake.
Oh, yeah. Well, this...
What is Shark Lake?
You don't know what Shark Lake is?
No.
Dolph Lundgren's in it. He's in Rocky IV. So anybody who has anything to do with Rocky movies comes out with a movie, we're talking about it.
So this is opening in one theater in one state somewhere?
Somewhere. He's look, it's a great premise. He's an exotic pet dealer, and he brings in this like crazy shark, and then they have to go.
I feel like you're trying to convince me. Like, this is one of the things, like, when I was a kid, I thought that I could have a dolphin in my swimming pool.
Yeah, you could if you want to.
No, you can't.
I mean, you might jump out. But I mean, yeah, maybe. Get a small one. Get a miniature dolphin.
Everyone, don't see Shark Lake. I'm sure it's horrible.
No, I'm telling you, it's
going to
be great. He's a black market exotic pet dealer. What's wrong about that?
I'm not saying the premise is good or bad. I'm saying that this movie is probably horrible.
It's better than Sharknado.
Sharknado has a fan base.
Yeah, it does.
All right, so now that we know everything's coming out.
What about Shanghai with John Cusack?
I don't have Shanghai with John Cusack on my list. Oh, well, do you see?
Shanghai.
Not here.
It's not there.
Not here.
I should have put it there.
Not there.
Well, Cusack is China's new go-to white guy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Starting when?
Starting that last movie you did a couple of weeks ago with Jackie Chan. Okay. And now he's with Chow Yun-Fat.
Well, wouldn't that have to have happened before because they had to like actually make these movies?
I think this thing was filmed in like 2008 and they're finally releasing it now because it was under some kind of like Chinese dictation or something like that.
Weird.
Yeah. Cusack.
Well, it's not on my list, so we're not going to talk about it anymore. We're going to move on to predictions. Mm-hmm. JT has already put in his vote to remind us all that. He had Martian number one at around 45.
He's way off.
And then he jumped on to Hotel Transylvania, and then The Intern, and then Sicario, and then The Walk.
He's out of his mind.
I'm going to have to agree. Maybe he wants to wear
no hat and that booty shirt to do the thing.
I think he was just a little distracted by his tightroping thing. Because he was doing the tightrope, he felt he had to put The Walk in his top five.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, right. You know what? That's good.
You're probably
right about that.
All right, so let's get into this. Would you like to start?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm back now. It took me a while to get settled into the new studio. There's a lot of brick in here.
There is a lot of brick
in here. Almost like a straw house, like one of the Three Little Pigs made in March of the Wooden Soldiers. Oh, anyway. The Martian is obviously going to be number one.
Yes.
I'm going to go as high as maybe 60 million. With all the hoopla, it's got good reviews. I think people are ready for this kind of movie right now.
Mm-hmm.
Although Matt Damon usually doesn't super draw out stuff, but I'm going to go with The Martian, $60 million.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 57. But
I'm up there with you.
Yeah, let's stay with 60. Because like I said, the hoopla. I doubt they found water on there. I don't know what's going on up there. Something's up. Anyway, to Hotel Transylvania. What did it do? 47? It'd probably do 20, 26. Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you so far.
Three, I'm going to go Sicario.
Oh, are you?
I think Sicario can make $12 million.
Okay.
I think the buzz on the streets are crazy.
If The Intern drops 50%, it's going to make 9.
Yeah.
So you need Sicario to make, and
it's going to make 11. The buzz on this is crazy.
I agree.
It is a coast movie, though. It's very coasty. I don't know if anybody in Middle America wants to see this.
Yeah,
I could be wrong though.
We'll see.
But I think it's number three, Sicario, at like mm-hmm. 11. Number four is the Intern.
It's getting good reviews.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not.
Don't
into
be
these
so
flicks.
Down about it. It's a very happy movie.
I don't want to see Robert De Niro in these roles.
Okay, we're talking about The Martian, Sicario, and Hotel. They need some sort of feel-good movie in there.
Yeah.
Intern.
No, The Martian's a feel-good movie. It gets found on Mars, and it's going to be a good time.
The Martian's a stressful movie.
Well, yeah, it's, yeah.
Okay, continue.
We'll see how it goes. The Intern, number four.
Okay.
Probably like 8. I think it drops off maybe more than 50%.
All right.
I think everybody who saw it is the Nancy Myers crew. And it'll drop.
All right.
And then it'll come back to reality. Because I thought it was going to make 10 opening weekend. And 5 is Maze Runner. Just, you know, the shit trials. I think, you know, it's going to be tough for this movie to get to 100 million domestic. I think it probably comes in around 8. I'd say.
It has 14. I have it at 7 to 8.
Yeah, 7 to 8.
I don't want it to make the top 5 again. I want to push it for the walk, but for the teen market, because if you're going to, if you have the Everest is still going to be out. It's not going to make top 5, I don't think.
No.
But between Everest, the walk, Sicario, and the Martian, like, everyone's going to be so divided. And before going to the walk, they're going to go see Sicario or Martian, which is taking away, which I don't want to put Maze Runner as the fifth spot, but I think it's going to take the fifth spot.
Okay. And that's the only difference that I have? You have the same one, same as I?
I have the same exact as you.
Oh, nice. What's your Martian money, though? I said 60.
You said 60?
Yes, I did.
And JT's at 45?
Yeah, that's totally wrong. He's done anyway, because he doesn't even have the, he doesn't even have the Maze Runner in.
I'm going to say, I wish I had my computer one. I'm going to say 65.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. Hey, you know what? You might be right,
though. I wanted to say around 60, but you know 60,
right.
So.
You might be right. It's the only thing in the genre I know. I also, the only thing I had was the walk, which, you know, opens in IMAX, which is almost the same thing as Everest did.
Yeah, and brought in $7 million.
And got that money. But I still think Maze Runner is going to make more than $7 million, yes.
Well, and the thing is, even if The Walk makes exactly what Everest made at 7 or 8 or whatever it was, that's if everyone went. Like,
sure.
Everest wasn't competing with movies like The Martian and Sicario going in wide release. Like,
that's correct.
And people still seeing Everest. So,
yeah.
I don't think it's going to be there.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, is not he doesn't draw big openings either.
Well, we will find out. Let's see if we have... I think we do have a caller that we can take before we get to...
Or our first caller in our new studio.
In our new studio. Let's hope the phone line works. Let's see. Da-da-da. Do we have a caller?
This could be us, but you playing.
Do we have a caller on the line?
We do. This could be us, but you playing.
Oh, I hear someone, but you're kind of quiet. Who is this?
This is Jemiah Farmer.
Hi, Jim.
Oh, what's up, dude? Long time no talk. This is the boss.
Yeah.
This is the boss, right?
Yeah, boss. I like the new studio.
Nice, dude. Thank you.
We like it.
Yeah, we're getting used to it. A little, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's been a long time. I've been calling and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, I still keep up with the show, though. Man.
Good, man. I'm glad. You're a big fan since day one.
I got a question, though. I got a question for the top five.
Okay.
It's not Hotel. Just now, Hotel Transylvania 2 has set a new record for September. So, you think anything else is going to break this high site next year, September?
I mean, that I don't think you. I don't have the release schedule up for next year. But,
no, but.
Well, I do. The only movies that are coming out next year, well, Sweeney just got another thriller coming out, but it's actually a psychiatric thriller starring Morris Chestnut and Regina Hall. But the problem about this stuff, it's opening the. It's opening the third weekend, though. So they should have moved this to September. They should move it to the next weekend because, remember, No Good Being a Perfect Guy did good in the second weekend, September.
Right.
They should just move it.
Yeah, no, that won't make that won't do $47 million. No way. 47's tough.
So,
you need a big star in September.
The Perfect Guy looks like 49 already now so far.
Oh yeah, those movies make good money, but they don't open to $50 million like this one does.
They do well, and they do well for their budget, but they're not going to open.
It's right,
a natural
thriller that more than Gina Hall probably is going to do good, but I don't know if I'm going to make the numbers like No Good Being a Perfect Guy did.
Nah, I don't think so either. Yeah, I don't think so either. No, that's a good question though. What you got for your top five?
The top five for this week, number one is going to be The Martian.
Yep.
Number two is going to be Hotel Transylvania 2.
We're with you.
Number three is going to be Sicario, so I may go check that out.
Yeah, you got to see it. It's good.
Yeah, number four is going to be The Intern. Number five is probably going to be The Maze Runner.
Oh, nice.
Maze Runner 2, Source Trial.
Nice,
well,
man.
We're completely with you. We think the exact same thing.
Yeah, those are ours.
So we're on the same page.
What do you think The Martian makes to break the tie?
Would you say by like $60 million?
Okay. That's right where I'm at.
Well, it could go higher than that. Because I think a lot of people like to see these kind of movies, especially as they're doing Eclipse last night. I saw the Blood Moon,
yeah.
The Window.
Yep.
It was nice. I couldn't get a good picture of it on my phone, though, because it was too far.
Yeah, it was. It was far. Yeah. I mean, the moon is really far away.
I think the Martians are going to do good like Interstellar did last year.
Yeah, I agree. So too.
It's going for the same audience.
Well, thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you.
Uh-huh. All right.
Bye. All right, homie. We'll see you again.
Have a good week. Thank you.
That's Boss Turner. He's the best.
We have probably time for one
more. Yeah, let's do one more.
Quick
caller.
Before we get out of here. Hi, who's on the line?
Hi, it's Kristen.
Oh, wow. Hey, she won.
You won this week or this past week. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're getting wiser in your old age.
I guess so.
Yeah. So did you turn 21 yet or no?
No, next year.
Oh, it's next year. Yeah. I forgot. I thought people have their birthday
every day. She called in for her birthday.
I thought they have every birthday like every 3 months.
No.
Oh, okay.
Especially if you're a girl, then you're trying to extend the time. No. But Kristen, you have a top five for us and you want to tell us any questions or what you're excited about coming out?
I do have a top five, but I was wondering what you guys thought about the Green Inferno, that Eli Roth movie that came out. Mm.
So JTE, I'm pretty sure JTE did the double feature between The Green Inferno and Sicario.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting back to us a lot. So I have this whole thing that I, unless I'm excited about a movie, I go to JTE first. And I go, JTE, mm-hmm. what is worth seeing? And then he lets me know. So I have, since he disappeared today, I have not seen Green Inferno yet. Did you see it?
I did, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, I heard it was very, very gory and a little over the top. Is that true?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's totally like Eli Roth with his name all over it.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm going to take your advice and not go see it.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was going to be big trouble when they didn't even really have a trailer for it for a while.
Yeah.
And
then it got pushed back for a while.
Yeah, because it was terrible.
Exactly. Whenever those ones are on the fence, I kind of wait for the JTE review.
Right. I thought I was going to do a little more than, the $3 million here. But, Oh, no, it did more than that the week before, right? Didn't do like six or something like that? I don't know. Either way, it's terrible. It's a terrible movie, and you're right about that, Kristen.
But you got some other good movies coming around it, so.
Yeah. What are you thinking about top five for yourself?
Okay. For my top five, I think Martian is going to be number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Hotel Transylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, The Intern.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Sicario.
Mm-hmm.
And then number five, The Maze Runner.
Ooh, okay.
All right. So
this sounds pretty good. I mean,
you are pretty close to what we're saying.
Yeah, because usually she's all over the place. She's like, it's drunk on Starbucks.
You forgot your own comment. She won.
Yeah, what I'm saying. She's found herself.
Right now we're dealing with JTE because he put in the walk.
Just
we're
going to
see
caffeine.
If he's going to either be crazy or beat us all.
Yeah, I'm going to watch Lost in Hong Kong this week. Somehow I'm going to get a bootleg of it from China. And I'm going to call my buddy Hyro.
Can you get Monster Hunt while you're at it?
I'm going to get a double feature, yeah.
All right, sounds good.
You can come over. I'll cook some dim sum.
We do have to let you know that we're moving the show till next Sunday nights now.
Yeah, you're going to be
able to call in. You got to call on Sunday nights.
Are you going to be able to tune in?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Awesome.
I think it's better for us on Sundays.
I do too. And that is when our next show is going to be. Kristen, we have to get out of here, so I'm going to say bye to you and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for listening.
We have to get out of here. We will see you all next week. Sunday at 6 p.m. is our new time. So bye-bye, Box Office Mojo. Mondays, hello, Box Office Mojo. Sundays on the Popcorn Talk Network. We've got new bets to establish, new counts to do.
New games.
New games coming up. Doing a little bit of revamping, so make sure this is the perfect time for you guys to comment, like us,
rate and subscribe.
Rate and subscribe because we just moved studios, we're moving time, we can be flexible, add some new stuff to the show. So let us know what you like, what you think, what we should change, what we should add. We always appreciate you guys listening and commenting with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I think Sundays is going to be a hell of a lot better for us. We'll be breaking numbers quicker than anybody else, I would assume.
Yeah.
Video-wise, hopefully. And, you guys can settle down after football, or damn near close to it. And people could drink because nobody really wants to drink it Monday in the afternoon unless you're like a raging alcoholic.
We're really moving this show so that we can drink.
Yes, and that's when stuff's going to get real fun.
No, but thank you all. Thanks for watching. Yeah. Gotta go now.
Poof.
See you later.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.